As a parent, I would be outraged. I mean, quite simply, as a parent, I would just be outraged. My student has done something well, has been rewarded for that performance, and then it's kept secret. National Merit Scholarships, among the most prestigious honors in high schools. Just 50,000 kids from the top 1.5 million PSAT scores get it. You can get some schools in Virginia aren't telling kids when they win. Outrageous. Hans von Spakovsky is here. Senior legal fellow at the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. Hans, good to have you back.
Steve, thanks for having me back. And boy, you're right. It really is outrageous. But it's just more evidence of how radical, how ideology has just totally affected school administrators everywhere. This started, it first became public, with a school in Fairfax County called the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology. It's a public high school. It's a magnet school. You used to have to pass and get certain high grades on specific tests to get into the school. It's actually rated as one of the – well, was rated as one of the top high schools in the entire country of both public and private schools. And apparently, they instituted a policy of not notifying students because they were afraid it would make the students who didn't get the awards feel bad. I mean, literally, that's what one of the administrators told one of the mothers who found out about it. They're now denying that. They're now just saying it was a mistake. But it was.
No. It was not a mistake. This was a deliberate plan. You know that, Hans.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No.
What is wrong? What, you know, here's the thing. You didn't want to offend other parents and other kids. At some point, we have to be blunt. At some point, can't we just say, sorry, Mrs. Smith, but Johnny's just dumb. I mean, can we not just be honest and say, look, all students do not perform equally. Sometimes Johnny is dumb and Susie is brilliant. And they can be brother and sister. And that's just the way life is. Some excel and do different things. Some are great scientists. Some are carpenters. We're not all cut from the same damn cloth. And so to keep this from parents is dishonest. It just smacks of socialist mentality, and I just can't stand it. It's just, look, some kids are going to do well, some aren't. Deal with it, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is absolutely true. But, you know, it's because they and this tells you a lot about the thinking, the unfortunate thinking of the principal and administrators at this school. They instituted a new school strategy that they said had to provide, and this is a quote, equal outcomes for every student without exceptions.
And, well, that's not school.
You know, no, it's not. It's not. But look, it's not just that this was morally and ethically wrong, but this may have hurt the future careers of these students because colleges take into account people considering awarding scholarships, take into account it's a big plus on your resume as a student if you have received a national merit commendation. And yet all of these kids were deprived of being able to tell the schools they were trying to get admitted to, the colleges, that they had received this. So they may not have gotten into the top schools they could have. This could affect their entire future careers, and it's totally unacceptable that this happened.
And why is it that only the school gets notified? Shouldn't the kids be notified independently?
Yes. I got to say, I don't quite get that. I think they notified the schools. That was been the long-term policy because the schools, in normal situations, then schedule a ceremony so other kids can see, look, this is what happens if you work really hard. But that's got to change. Now, look, fortunately, the governor and the attorney general of Virginia are outraged about this. The attorney general has opened an investigation. By the way, started with the magnet school there's now evidence that 16 different schools in three different counties all adopted this policy. So there is a potential criminal investigation going on. And I got to tell you, I hope the parents sue, because I think they have a potential case under the Civil Rights Act, because, in fact, apparently a vast majority of the kids who were targeted by the schools to not tell them about were Asian American kids.
Of course they were. Once again, we get back to that. Of course they were. It's the same group of people that I'm going back and forth that have been, you know, going to the Supreme Court saying, you know, we've been pushed out, high quality has been pushed out in the name of equity at places like the University of Michigan and elsewhere. The University of Michigan won its case, but another case is coming now to the Supreme Court because of this very problem,
right,
Hans.
Right. Yeah. No, in fact, we're awaiting a decision. The case has been argued. It was lawsuits filed by Asian American students and parents against Harvard University and the University of North Carolina. The case has been argued. We are simply awaiting a decision from the Supreme Court, and I hope to goodness that the majority comes back and finally says this kind of discrimination has to end. Diversity is not a reason to racially discriminate in college admissions.
Yeah. We need to, when somebody earns their scholarship, I think they deserve to be told. That's pretty much, you know, we build character in schools, too. At least we used to. Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. Hans, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Really appreciate it. Still to come, Oliver Stone slamming America and nuclear power. You know, the power that doesn't create climate change. These people are all nuts. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.